you can see, we have more than two creek beds over here, dry creek beds.
After a boisterous ribbon-cutting ceremony, the students of Robert Louis Stevenson Elementary School explained the ins and outs of what they're calling a stormwater schoolyard. Sarah Bloom of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission says the goal here is to have less ground covered by impervious surfaces.
Surfaces like asphalt, concrete, where when the rain hits it, it just runs immediately off and isn't able to soak into the ground.
And more covered by pervious features, like special pavement that rain can actually drain through, rocky trenches that collect and channel water, and of course, plants and foliage. Bloom points out that right beneath our feet here,
this is historical sand dunes out here in the Sunset District.
So, with these new features in place, the stormwater
just goes straight through back down into our groundwater aquifer.
And it stays out of the wastewater system. This school is just an early adopter, though. The commission is working on a program to fund similar drainage projects throughout San Francisco. Keith Manconi, KCBS.